Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 64.
I want to thank you for tuning in, if you're listening or watching, to Table Talk. And the last several shows, we've been talking about, I need confidence, I need help, I need the Lord. And, of course, we had a couple of interruptions, just little ones, like Christmas and the new year. And so here we are in the brand new year of 2020. I don't know how old you are, but if the decades have come and gone, maybe some of us might have thought, I didn't think we could ever get to 2020. The way the world has been going, I don't know if we'd get past a decade of the 60s. I don't know if we'd ever get past the 70s, 80s, 90s, or the year 2000. But here we are, 20 years later than that, and here we still are. And we've not worked out a whole lot of issues either. We still have issues, still have problems. I'm talking about our world and everybody's world, the world of politics, the world of education. I mean, just everybody's world. But here we are. And so we're still learning, still receiving from the Lord. We're still praying. We're still believing God for miracles every single day. And we need the confidence that we can make it tomorrow. You know, a lot of people that go through grief and sorrow have asked in time past, well, how do I make it? Well, you have to ask God for the ability to see past tomorrow. I know we'd like to take quantum leaps and be all of a sudden 30 days ahead or 6 months ahead. But the Bible tells us he'll give you strength for one day at a time. And maybe you don't want to do that. But he says, oh God, help me today. I've lost my friend. I've lost my brother. I've lost my family. I've lost my wife. I've lost my husband or my grandparents, whoever it is. I said, how in the world am I going to make it through life? And the answer is very simply in trusting God one day at a time, saying the next morning, the next morning, the next morning, God, I need your help today. I need your strength today. I need your empowerment today, because without you, I can do nothing, and I need you desperately in my life to help me just get through today. Calamities happen, but you can make it through the day. In Hebrews 13 and verse 6, the word says that we may boldly, not timidly, remember, we are children of God. We can come into the house. We don't have to go in the back door. We can go in the front door and say, hello, God. It's your son. It's your daughter. Remember me? He says, oh, yeah, come on in. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall be able to do unto me. You know, people have more of a fear of their peers, of their family, of their father, of the mother, of the banker, of the lawyer, or the judge. They have more of a fear of those types, those persons, rather than the fear of God. There's not an overall fear of God in our world, because we have a merciful God who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and rise again the third day, that we can live in that grace. And we have been so accustomed to that grace that we don't know what the judgment of God is. But he has passed over us. When I see the blood, I will pass. I will pass over you, talking about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for every single one of us. And so we have to understand that we need to say, yet God is my helper, but I honor that helper and respect that helper and know who that helper is. My help comes from the Lord, and I will not fear what man has done unto me, because I believe in a higher power, the highest power, which is the power and the ability of God himself. In Habakkuk chapter 3, it's a book in the Old Testament called Minor Prophets, because it's not as big as some of the other ones, but the message is not minor. It's strong. It's powerful. And so Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, saying, the Lord God is my strength He will make my feet like hinds' feet, talking about the animals, the deers that are able to go up almost a sheer cliff. I mean, absolutely amazing. And he will make me to walk upon high places to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. And so it's a different level of praise and strength and honor that is able to take you through. But I want you to know this as well, that every day is not going to be a picnic day. Every day is not going to be a pancake day. You might have some bad days. And so in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, the word says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It didn't say if. That word tells us when. When? If you're part of the human race, the when has happened to you. Bad things happen. But you can get past the bad thing through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God. That when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In other words, you won't even smell like smoke. You're going to walk all the way through it. Now, don't try that on your own. I'm not suggesting that you try fording streams, waters, overwhelming things by yourself. Because in yourself, you're the only strength that you have. Not the strength of God, but your own strength. That's not a good thing. But we need to understand that we can then do all things through the strength of God Almighty. And that's what gives us confidence, not confidence in who we are, but confidence in the God that we serve. That when you go through the water, you're going to be okay. Rivers, they're not going to overwhelm you. Through the fire, you're not going to be burned. It'll be okay. It will be okay. So whatever you're going through today, whatever's coming up in this brand new year of 2020, you are going to make it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.